Tristan Winder, glad to be right alongside Rick Windham here in the studios as we go to the KODY phone lines now, as we have District 42 Representative Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update. Good morning, Senator Groney.
How are you?
Doing well, thanks for asking.
Good morning, Mike.
Beautiful fall day.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I got to go to Lincoln again, well, Omaha, I guess.
We're sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I know. I'm my constituents, but they're good people, so they've been asking for a long time to be part of this thing, so I'll go down. But anyway, everything's fine. I don't know, I just mentioned a couple things in my column the last couple weeks. I brought up a complaint that was given against me, and people say, why did you do that? But citizens need to know you're a Christian and just a do-right type of person, the viciousness that's out there. And why a lot of people don't run for office, even school board members, they all quit because they get a lot of abuse, but some of them do, some deserve it, some don't. Maybe I deserve it, but anyway, just the kind of attacks you get when they can't argue toe-to-toe with you on the issues. They're just mad. They know you're in their hearts you're right, but they don't like it, so they attack you. But anyway, so I just wanted to point out some folks, some of the things an elected official has to go through. Some of us do. But anyway, that's why I did that. And anyway, everything's fine on that. It was ruled in my favor. Of course, we didn't do anything wrong, but I had to waste a lot of time answering it. Also, I wanted to make a point then that individual wrote that I did take special interest money and telegraph. I never took any money. From special interest. My idea of a special interest is an organization of people who have a multiple bunch of issues that they want you to support. I'll give you an example. I gave $1,000 back to the Farm Bureau. I'm a big, we think, like-minded, but I gave it back because it said PAC on it. One of the railroad unions supported me because of the two-man crew. I gave a check back to them for $1,000. Same with the cattlemen, and also the firemen union, state one, I wanted to donate money and I turned it down. I will admit that it slipped through my, because I don't have a campaign manager, I don't have anybody, experts going through things, or for $12,000 a year, I'm not going to hire somebody. It did slip through on the police, fraternal order to police. But if I'm going to make a mistake, I'm glad I made it there. those individuals are good people. They didn't say they were a PAC, and when they sent their donation, didn't say PAC on it, Political Action Committee on it. So anyway, but no, I'll stand toe-to-toe with those guys any day. And my standard quote to any of them when I run into them is, hey, if they don't want you in their neighborhood, you're welcome in mine.
Yeah,
I'll take all of the safety, public safety they can give me. But no, and then on that pipeline deal she mentioned, I accepted a donation from Northern Border Pipeline Company, and they'd called. I'm a big supporter of fossil fuels and infrastructure, and I've been proven right because resistance to pipelines, and we had a natural gas crisis here this winter, because we don't have enough pipelines. And then on the Trans-Canada pipeline, I've always been a supporter of it. I actually went down and testified to the federal hearing then when they had it in Grand Island on it. But that wasn't, and it wasn't a PAC. It was from an individual company. But what happened is somehow I didn't know they were a subsidiary of Trans-Canada. And then when they reported it to the state, they said TransCanada. But I've got that fixed. I checked the state law. You report where the check comes from, not who reported it, because I have no control over that. But anyway, no, I've never taken money from a special interest, and never will. When you're running for office, when you get past, hopefully it never happens on the county commissioner level and school board level where political donations are needed. But when you get to certain points, you have to get your message out, and you have to accept donations from individuals and from individual companies. So that explains that. they can twist anything they want, but I just never have taken that money. So to clear that up. Otherwise, now what's important, really important, is we got $1 billion coming from the federal government to the state. You've all heard probably about it, the American Recovery Plan Act. We've got $520 million already in the bank that the Fed sent us, the state of Nebraska. There's going to be a huge fight over that. You're going to hear a lot of that next session. That's a lot of free money. And you know what happens when if you throw money in the street, how many people are out there trying to get some of it. But and then you're going to have those on those of us who look at state infrastructure and jobs. Those of us who think we teach somebody to fish and so they can catch their own fish versus giving them a fish and only eating for the day are going to argue about what it's used for. The governor's going to want to help build the prison, and I'm all for that. The new prison, there's lots of reasons. We're overcrowded. Number two, we can't recruit people to work in the prisons. The new designs of the prisons, if you look at our county jail, are meant to have less employees, the way they're structured, so eyes on by an employee can see more inmates living orders than it used to be with the hallway system, and then the working conditions. You get anybody wants a new building, the working conditions are a lot better for those who have to work in it. So I'm all for using a chunk of that money for a new prison. And then the other thing, I put in a request to the governor to help with the packing plant because a couple of the requirements is it has to be used for an adversely affected industry, and there hasn't been a more adversely affected industry anywhere than the cattle industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of the bottleneck that happened on the production versus slaughter, and then the monopoly situation that's going on. And plus, they got hit with about a 20% increase because of Biden inflation on the project cost, and it also has to do with clean water and sewage, which is one of the five things you can spend it on, too. So anyway, we put a request in, and we'll see what happens. But on the other side, they want to give money away. They last ones to just write checks to people again, and or disabilities, people with disabilities, people with, welfare. And the reality is there was huge amounts of money already printed for those issues that were sent directly to states' health and human service departments. That's the same with schools. Schools have received unbelievable amounts of money. And the community colleges and the University of Nebraska. And they all got their hands out. Don't blame them. But they've had their share already. This money is meant to get the economy going again. And someday, again, we're going to have to fund our some generation, if the country is going to survive down the road, is going to have to fund government by taxes, and taxes come from individuals. Net taxes come from people in the free enterprise system. So not there yet, because the printing presses haven't wore out yet the federal mints. So. But someday it will happen, and Nebraska needs to be ready that we have a strong free enterprise system and a system to keep things rolling and taxes paid. And that's people working in packing plants and railroad yards and rail parks. So Anyway, but you're going to hear a lot about that. You're going to know ARPA. You're going to hear that acronym ARPA quite a bit, because it's a lot of money.
Mm.
And then the other thing is because Biden is, well, Trump did it too. They all did it. That goes all the way back to Bush, and Obama started doing this, where you just print money to try to get buy your way out of a bad situation. But there's been a lot of money out there already, as I said, through the government entities and plus to the individuals, where they're spending it and we're collecting an awful lot of taxes from sales tax and income taxes and you name it. We've got a lot of tax revenue coming in the state of Nebraska. So there's going to be another $300 to $400 million out there to spend or to do something with. And I, being a fiscal conservative, and I'd call it being a responsible drinker in a bar when the guy comes in and says free drinks for everybody, and you try to convince people no, free drinks mean trouble. Well, all this free money down the road is going to cause some headaches. But it's not an easy chore to convince people that we shouldn't just go out there and spend it. People get addicted to it if you do that. And easy money becomes addictive, and then pretty soon nobody wants to work for it. But the fact is we're going to get that $1 billion from that ARPA thing, and we need to use it for tax relief for the future and to create a better economy. I'd also put in a request to fully fund Rail Park.
Okay.
Bearing out of the Gary Persons and others that they've got a lot of interest in that. So
sure.
If we can get things built, infrastructure built at the Rail Park, the quicker we can get some manufacturing and companies to come in, because they're ready to come. They just need the infrastructure.
Sure. Again, we have Nebraska State Senator Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update. And Senator Groney, you're requesting some funds from the government that's coming here to the state of Nebraska that would be big assistance in two huge projects going on here in Lincoln County. You mentioned sustainable beef, and you were talking a little bit about the proposed meatpacking plant that received some help from the state, too, after you introduced it as one of your priorities this past legislative session.
Well, no, we got some state assistance for the rail park. Maybe I heard you wrong, but not for the packing plant.
Yeah, and that was one of your priority bills, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought so, yep. Well, yep, 50, I said for the...
Up to $30 million for any project and $50 million total for statewide, but so far $10 million of it has been appropriated. I'm going to try to get it fully appropriated so that we can get things happening quicker.
Sure.
And get things built. And move on North Platte.
Absolutely.
Those two projects alone could set the tone for North Platte's economy for a long time to come.
Well, not just for North Platte's economy and not just for Lincoln County. This is for the entire region, including your entire legislative district, Senator Groney.
Well, I stand corrected. This is huge. One of them's huge for the town of North Platte. The other one's actually huge for the village of Hershey.
Yeah.
The rail park. That's where it's being built. But you're right. It amazed me how hungry people are to stay out here if they get a good job. Because if you check how far people will drive for the Walmart distribution center.
Oh, my,
to work and then keep their farm or be able to live in the country. It's a regional. And it's huge for the ag industry. The cattleman, corn feeder. Corn farmer, it's just huge if we can get something done. But we're, it's optimum time. Now we can do this and look out to the future. We can write checks and wring our hands and do our good works by giving money away that'll disappear in the Walmart tills within 6 months. We need to give those folks jobs, and that's what focus has been everybody talks about the high paying jobs and brain drain. I say phooey. I mean, those folks are always going to find a job. Certain people have their gifts is not the intellectual gifts of book learning. It's using their hands and working hard. And we got to have jobs for those folks.
And that brings up a very good point that you brought up about early in the conversations with Sustainable Beef, Senator Groney. One of your first statements after the meatpacking plan was introduced was this gives folks who didn't prioritize education another chance to earn an adequate wage and have a good lifestyle and healthy wage too.
Yeah, you can either spend money on drug programs because people are addicted to drugs and sitting in their homes depressed, or you could give them a job and give them a reason to pass a drug test once a week or once a month.
Sure.
I think you get a lot more results when you give people personal pride, personal confidence, that they're providing for themselves and their families than you do by giving them a damn handout. And that's my philosophy, and that's why I've worked hard to try to get some blue-collar jobs west here, or in the state of Nebraska. That's why I wrote the rural tier of the, and I worked with the Chamber of Commerce on the President's Imagine Act.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, last I heard, the rural tier is the one requested the most to the Department of Economic Development for development funds or development programs. But anyway, I do a little bit more down there than just fight for the common sense and the English language, and the ability to use it. But that's what makes the press. Anyway, we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Got to stay friendly with the governor. I think I'm upset him a little bit about the special session, but the truth is the truth. He should have called one.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up that special session, Senator Groney. There was some speculation that things were going to be handled by the executive branch with Governor Ricketts and with our Attorney General, and they've both been very active in the vaccine mandate, but falling just a few votes short of having that special legislative session officially.
Yeah, well, that wasn't their fault. That was ours. That
sure.
was we have 32 registered Republicans who are supposed to be believers in that. Well, let me just say we have 49 elected officials who are supposed to represent our constitutional rights, and they get elected by individuals, not by lobbies or by the federal government. But and only 28 stood up and said, yes, we need to protect people's constitutional rights and workers' rights. I mean, absolutely amazing to me. I've lived long enough to see a complete go-around here where the Democratic Party today does not represent labor. They represent management. They tell labor that they have to have a vaccine that's absolutely proving to be a placebo more than a vaccine, and they didn't support labor, which 28 of us did, and said, no, you have a constitutional right to your health care, to what choices you make in that health care. But anyway, that was the legislature's fault. The governor could have called a special session on his own, and many of us think that he would have hard-pressed the opposition to run a filibuster and be on the mic supporting a tyranny that says we're going to take away your rights. And we thought if they actually had a vote that we probably could have got it done in a special session, but now it's too late. But the governor did step up with his mandate, his special order on state employees, that they can't, because part of that Biden a mandate, you know, when they said contractors, well, every single state's a contractor, basically, of the federal government, because we got our hand down, we take Medicaid money, we take education money, we take all sorts of money from the federal, roads money, that they could have come around and said, no, you're a contractor too, and so every state employee has to be vaccinated. But he did well by putting that under his rights of a state sovereignty that state employees will not have to be vaccinated. And then they did do the lawsuits. Now you've heard that the OSHA one that just came out January 4th. There's been at least one court act on it. Thank God to put a restraining order on it taking place. But our big issue, you know, in North Platte is the Biden one that December 8th, and Attorney General Peterson did take part with nine other states on a lawsuit there, but we have had no ruling yet, no stay order. So the OSHA one doesn't help the railroaders, the UP employees and others that are being told that they have to get a vaccination. And now what can the legislature do? One of the first things we need to do is bring a bill that says you have a constitutional right to your health care decisions. Because nothing's stopping the Union Pacific Railroad, even though there would be the court does rule this week and puts a restraining order on Biden's mandate on contract workers with the federal government, railroad could still demand it as a as a condition of employment. They can still do it because there's no restriction on them. Because a lot of companies have, most of the big pharmaceutical companies have, and some other ones, I can't think of them, but have done it already. All the big hospital chains, CHI, our hospital has not, I understand, thank God. They have personal, well, they're short employees now, they can't afford to lose anymore. But anyway, but they can still do that. And that's wrong. That's wrong. I mean, you shouldn't be able, no company should be able to say you have to take this medical procedure or this medical procedure to work here. Because what down the road with this global warming thing, what's an Apple or Facebook, as liberal as those management are, to tell their employees they got to be sterilized because we're overpopulating the earth and creating too much carbon dioxide, and what do you mean, why you're upset? It's just to them, it's just a political procedure. I mean, just a medical procedure, just like taking a vaccination shot. There's nothing to stop a company from doing that. Mm-hmm. Nothing. So anyway, some states have done it. Iowa has really strengthened their religious conviction and medical exemptions. And that amazes me too, that these companies, some bureaucrats deciding if you're, because you say, I have a religious conviction that I do not take this vaccination, some bureaucrat at the Union Pacific Railroad is deciding if you're legitimate or not. Now, something's wrong with that picture. Very wrong. But then they're turning in, most people are getting turned down across the nation because a bureaucrat gets to decide if you're telling the truth or not, or you really have a conviction. That's not America. That's not First Amendment rights, separation of government, religion, free practice of your religion. But somebody's got to stand up, and we're not loud enough yet. Got to get louder. Some of the politicians in other states are listening, but, and you know, if we wouldn't have the unicamera, something would have been done in Nebraska, right? We just have this unicamera with this Super 33 that just absolutely destroys democracy. It's true meaning. Other states didn't need that. You know, they all have a filibuster rule, but it, you know, it can be broke, and it's usually a time period and it's not used as often. But anyway, it is what it is, and so lots happening. There are those who want to just say, "Oh, we got all this. We only got 60 days. Let's focus on all this money we got to throw around. Let's have a big party, and let's pat ourselves on the back. We saved children, and we gave disabilities, and we gave people free money for their rent. And aren't we good people? And I think the good Lord's going to tell them he never knew them. But anyway." And then there are those of us who are adamant that says, no, we're not doing anything until we address these social issues that the people are demanding, the sex ed in our schools, the vaccine mandates. And we're going to get loud and try to focus on that and get it done.
Senator Droney, we do need to wrap up, but as always, we appreciate the time, sir.
Yes. Well, I hope I shared some information.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm reading in the Daily Post. All right. Well, thank you guys for, I appreciate your company always being there, your radio station, let me share. And I appreciate the newspapers always for writing my columns if I ever get them done on time. Anyway, thanks.
Thank you, Senator Droney. We appreciate it always. And yeah, like Rick said, safe travels to you down to Omaha.